It has been an ancient tradition of the British monarchy that the new sovereign should send a written message to his people. Science has made it possible for me to make that written message more personal and to speak to you all over the radio. This, however, is no innovation, for my father has, for the last few years, spoken to his peoples at Christmas time. Little more than 2 months ago, he broadcast his last Christmas message, and to many of you, the sound of his voice must still seem to be ringing in your ears. He was speaking then at the close of a long and wonderful reign, which covered a period of 25 years, during which unprecedented changes have taken place, and great anxieties and problems have been shared by all. Throughout his reign, he set a high example of constant devotion to duty, and he was ever concerned for the welfare of his subjects and of all those under his protection. In times of adversity, his calm confidence was an inspiration to all his people, and he shared in their joys as well as in their sorrows. I know how in the dominions, in India, in the colonies and dependencies, the bond of loyalty to the crown, that symbol of the unity of many lands and many populations, has been strengthened by the tie of personal devotion to my father. I feel that his death is not only an overwhelming grief to my mother and to us, his children, but that it is at the same time also a personal loss to you all. To the princes and peoples of India, I send my greeting as the King Emperor. The manifestations of your sorrow and of your loyalty at this time have been a source of deep gratification to me. The associations in peace and in war between the British and Indian peoples have been long and honorable, and the example set by Queen Victoria, King Edward VII, and by King George lays on me as their successor a solemn trust to maintain and strengthen those associations. Queen Mary, my family, and myself have been greatly helped by the worldwide tributes of genuine sorrow which we have received from every side. The vast crowds assembled reverently at the funeral, the homage to the late king's memory, and the written words of sympathy by thousands of people, not only those resident within the British Empire, but in many foreign countries as well, is a thing that we will never forget. It is wonderful for us to know how universally my father's great qualities have been appreciated and valued. It is no mere form of speech to say that he reigned in the hearts of his people. And it was his happiness to know, before he died, that his long years of unstinted service were rewarded by a devotion and an affection so perfectly expressed in the Jubilee demonstrations of last year. It now falls upon me to succeed him and to carry on his work. I am better known to most of you as the Prince of Wales, as a man who, during the war and since, has had the opportunity of getting to know the people of nearly every country of the world under all conditions and circumstances. And although I now speak to you as the king, I am still that same man who has that experience and whose constant effort it will be to continue to promote the well-being of his fellow men. May the future bring peace and understanding throughout the world, prosperity and happiness to British people, and may we be worthy of the heritage which is ours.